Hey there, welcome to another Truth Talk. My name is Jessica Hoddle, and today we're going to be talking about self-love. I think that this can be a really popular topic in the body confidence movement, and we kind of preach to people that, well, if you just love yourself, then you'll be able to, eat the right foods. Then you'll work out. Well, if you just love yourself, find that self-love, then you'll kind of find this fulfillment. It's kind of this message that is preached. Once you have self-love, then you'll have the things that you want, or you'll be able to do the things that you want. You'll have the motivation, you'll have the confidence. All these things kind of come wrapped up in this self-love bubble. And I really want to pop the self-love bubble, because when we're looking at self-love and when we say it, I really want to make sure that we understand what I mean by that. I'm not saying we shouldn't be kind to ourselves. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have compassion or honor our stories or anything like that. I'm talking about finding this deep thing inside of us, this self. If I can search within myself to find the love towards my body, towards other people, then I finally kind of arrived, I guess you could say. Well, if you just have self-love, then basically everything else kind of falls into place. And I think that is really kind of the message that comes with this. So a couple of scriptures I just want to open up with is 1 John 4, 10 through 19 kind of talks about that there is no fear in love, and perfect love casts out fear because fear involves torment. And he also goes on to say that we love because Christ loved us first, because God loved us first. And I think that is important, that we cannot love self without understanding God's love for us. We cannot show kindness, we cannot show compassion unless we know the love of the Father. And we can go to 1 Corinthians 13, we can look at or 2 Corinthians, and look at what love is. Is love kind? Is it patient? Does it endure all things? And then we can go, okay, well, this is the standard of love. Therefore, I can in return be kind to my body, be patient with my body, endure all things in my body. Love is patient, love is kind, it endures all things, it bears all things, it believes the truth. We don't get those things from self. Then we go right into Galatians 2:20, and he says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul is really clear on it is no longer Paul that lives, it is Christ that lives in him. And scripture will talk about how there is no good thing in self. Like in your flesh, there is no profit, there is no life. And that isn't to say we're at war within ourselves, but we do have an old man and a new man. And it talks about the old has passed away, and we have now become a new creature in Christ, a new creation in Christ. If you're searching in yourself and trying to use your standard of love to understand what love is, your love is going to be skewed. It's going to be viewed through the lens of pain. You might have to relearn what love is. I know I didn't know what love was. I was always demonstrated that love was hitting, it was verbal, it was being shoved around, it was being quiet and passive, and all of these things. I didn't understand what love was. When I began to understand God, Jesus, the nature of who God is, why he sent his son, the love that Jesus lavished on the people that he came encounter with, how he would touch their hand or heal them differently because he knew they were different. Our ability to love is because he first loved us. When we wrestle with kindness towards ourselves, it can reveal to us how we wrestle with God's love toward us. Let me say that one more time. When we wrestle with kindness towards ourselves, it can reveal to us how we wrestle with God's love towards us. It is a lie that self-love will bring you the fulfillment. It is a lie that self-love is going to be the thing that you have to search for and find. We need to be searching for the heart of God. We need to know God more than we try to understand ourselves, because the more we understand the nature and character of God, the more in return we understand ourselves. And I think we're trying to search and find ourselves and discover ourselves, and God's kind of on the side. Well, if I have self-love, if I do these kind things to myself, if I have this expression, then I can finally have a relationship with God. Then I can finally have a good relationship with my body and working out and food and whatever it is, you know, my husband or my kids. If I had self-love, again, we only get love from the Father. We only understand love from the Father. It is no longer I who lives. It is Christ who lives in me. Corinthians also talks about, you know, the body is a temple, but it says that we are not our own. And all throughout scripture, you can see that what is evidence of the flesh, which is really that old man and the part that needs renewing, because we are already born again in our spirit. We have everything we need pertaining to life and godliness in our spirit. And scripture promises that. We have everything we need pertaining to life and godliness. See, God's love never changes the view of love. It redefines it. Because if God is love, He redefines love. God's love changes the view of love. It changes your perspective of love. I can only be kind because the Father is kind to me. He is where I get my personality, because scripture tells us that He knew me in my mother's womb. He knew me before I was born. And then it becomes my choice how I grow in my gifts, how I mature in Christ, how I use and mature the things that He has given me, my relationships. All of those things are choices. But His love redefines my view of love. If I'm not looking through the lens of the Father for love, then I'm not loving. It's His standard of love, not my own, not what I think I should be doing, not how I think I should be talking to my body or view my body. Most of us can say, yeah, I know that God loves me, but more oftentimes than not, they don't have an experience or an encounter of God's love. Our relationship with Him creates that quote unquote self-love. Because nowhere in scripture is it about self. And that doesn't mean that we put ourselves down. I really want to be clear about that. I'm not saying that we put ourselves down or that we don't matter and it's only about other people. Like, we do matter in God's eyes. We don't become doormats to people or anything like that just because we deny ourselves. We get to honor our stories. We get to honor our experiences. We get to honor God through love. And that is what is beautiful. Romans 7:18 says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not." Our nature, our original nature, since we were born into sin because of Adam and Eve, and in this world is sin, our bent is to do not good. It is to not have good thoughts. It is probably to assume the worst. Think about when your husband doesn't come home on time or your best friend doesn't text you back. You begin to think the worst. Oh my gosh, what happened? We are bent on basically destroying ourselves, destroying our relationships. There is no real good thing in our flesh. And that is what Paul is saying in Romans. But the doing of the good is not. So being born again in Christ, that is what wills us to do good. You, my friend, can be released from this lie that you think you have to find self-love to understand working out or to eat right or to all these things. it's the Father's love that needs to lavish on you, because when we experience the Father's love and we go to His Word and we get to understand and He redefines love for us, that is when you'll be like, okay, I can be kind to myself right now in this workout. When I move my body, I don't have to beat it into submission. When I eat this food, I can feel free and not guilty. When I'm having a relationship, I know that I can set boundaries and I can understand that what this person is doing is not acting out of love, but how can I respond in love even when they're not reacting in love? We can see love when we know it. We can express love the more that we meditate on love. So to kind of wrap up this self-love is, again, it is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. There is no good thing in our flesh that is the willing, but the doing of good is not. It is not about self-love. Our ability to love only comes from the Father. Again, read about love in Corinthians. What does love look like defined by Him? And how are you practicing that towards yourself, towards other people, towards your relationships, towards your workouts, towards your food? How are you responding because of the Father's love towards you? If you just need more encouragement on this or more guidance on speaking life and renewing your mind, be sure to pick up my body prayer printable. I have 25 scriptures and prayers that you can begin to renew your mind and just speak life over your body, over your food, as you begin to just move throughout your day. I will include the link in the show notes below. And until next Monday, I'll talk to you soon. I'd love to hear your perspective on this self-love topic. Be sure to come join me over on my fitness and faith account, Living Free, Living Healthy, over on Instagram, and send me a DM. Is this something that you have wrestled with? Is this something that you'd like to see more conversation? What questions do you have? I'd love to answer them. Again, come hang out with me over on Living Free, Living Healthy, and I'll also include that in the show notes below. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.